The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. God, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome, welcome. Here's one of the, what I've always thought is maybe the most disturbing line in the entire Gospel. The hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think that he's offering worship to God. If people can think that they're doing God's will and get it so spectacularly wrong, then how can any of us know if we're doing God's will or not? It raises a very important subject that I'd like to tell you just briefly about here this morning, and it's the subject of discernment of spirits. Because there's two spirits at work in the world. There's the Holy Spirit, which is, of course, God, and there's the evil spirit. And you can tell the difference between the two because their voices sound very, very different. Just learn just a little bit about how to tell that difference. Now, there's an objective dimension to telling that difference, and there's a subjective dimension to telling that difference. And the objective dimension is easy. This is easy. And that is, namely, that the Holy Spirit is never going to ask you to break God's commandments. The Holy Spirit is never going to ask you to betray your basic life commitments. You know, for example, nobody is ever going to be called by the Holy Spirit to betray their basic responsibilities, for example, to their home and their family and their children. You will never find a priest called by the Holy Spirit to work so much on his golf game that he neglects his parish. Okay, these things just don't happen. Objectively, that's easy to figure out. It's the subjective dimension. That's a lot harder because it depends on the state of your soul. See, here's the difference. When someone is living a sinful life, the Holy Spirit agitates you, and the evil spirit tries to calm you. The Holy Spirit is the one that gnaws at your conscience, won't give you rest, won't give you peace day and night, because the Holy Spirit is trying to get you to change course. But when you're living a sinful life, it's the evil spirit that tries to calm you and assuage you and inoculate you and tell you things like, oh, everybody else is doing it, it's okay, because he wants you to remain in darkness. When a soul is living a virtuous life, however, the exact opposite is the case. It's the Holy Spirit that leads by love, and it's the evil spirit who leads by fear. When a soul is living a virtuous life, the tools of the evil spirit are confusion, agitation, division. It's the evil spirit that tries to corral you and compel you and threaten you and ultimately to control you. Because everybody who serves in the house of the devil serves as a slave. But the Holy Spirit, though, it's the exact opposite. The tools of the Holy Spirit are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patient endurance. It's the Holy Spirit that inspires you to be better and challenges you and uplifts you. Because everyone who serves in the house of God serves as a brother or a sister. And it's like the Holy Spirit's trying to lift you up and compel you to be your best. And this is partly why our Lord predicts persecution for the church. Partly. It's because the spirit of the world, the spirit opposed to God, hates the followers of Christ because it can't control them. Because it can't frighten them. because its power derives from fear. And the children of God are not afraid, just like Jesus told us to be. One of the best stories of discernment that I ever heard, take this home and think about it, comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola, who was trying to counsel one of his brothers. Was God calling him to this or to that different mission? And Ignatius's advice was as follows. Spend 2 hours in the chapel praying for the grace to be completely detached from what you want and only to have the grace to do what God wants, and then do what you desire. Because holy love always leads by desire. Discernment of spirits, huge, huge subject. It seems a very small thing, but it's so important. Paul and Silas in the first reading in Acts of the Apostles discerned by the power of the Spirit to cross over into Greece, where they met a woman named Lydia, and they baptized her and all of her household. And all of history turned on a dime because it was the first baptism in the continent of Europe. Small thing, huge difference. Let's pray to hear the voice and to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit, that we might walk in his ways. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Pope St. John I, pray for us.